proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. But how does God search for the princess that would help him build the nation that would serve as a light to the world? Well, he uses the camel test, of course. But he uses the same test modified somewhat today when he looks for anyone to do a work for him. In today's nugget, we'll find out how to pass the camel test. Now think about a modern-day princess and how she would be trained and taught. A lavish lifestyle, special privileges, tutors, etc. But remember that God's ways are different from man's ways. So how does God determine who will be one of the mothers of the Jewish people? Genesis 24, as part of the Torah portion we're discussing today, records the story of Abraham sending his servant Eliezer back to Mesopotamia, which was Abraham's ancient homeland, to search for a wife for Isaac. Eliezer's test for the right girl seems unusual at first, but later we realize it is perfect and very appropriate. Now, Abraham was a very gracious man. The Hebrew word often used is chesed and means loving kindness. Think of how gracious Abraham was to Lot by letting him choose the land that he wanted to dwell in. Abram's intercessory prayer for the rescue of Lot in Sodom is the blueprint for a biblical intercessory prayer. He went to great personal expense to help others, even others who had sometimes wronged him. Surely Abraham had taught Isaac to live the same way. God wanted the future of the Jewish people to exhibit his character to the world. So, which girl would be right for Isaac? Well, one that shared this trait, of course. The camel test would show which girl had this trait, and is recorded in Genesis 24, verse 14, where it says, "And let it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac." Rebekah, or Rivka's her Hebrew name, went to the well that afternoon to bring water for the family, no doubt. When Eliezer asked for a drink of water, Rebekah not only obliged, but freely volunteered to single-handedly draw enough water for all the camels in the caravan, a total of 10, according to the Bible. And remember, Rivka, or Rebekah, was not a slave, rather a daughter of a prominent family. She did not have to do this job. She volunteered. Also, Rebekah was one not to quit. She did not have to stop watering only half the camels and say, "Sorry, Mr. Eliezer, you can finish the job yourself." Rather, she kept at it until she finished. She had been taught to work very hard and finish the job. Rebekah was sensitive to the needs of others and even camels. It takes one person with a patient, kind, compassionate heart to care for animals and to take time to understand their needs. She seems to be very free-hearted, as well as she offered to the men both a place to stay and provisions, both for themselves and the camels. She was very gracious. The volunteer spirit, hard-working, finish-the-job attitude, patient, kind, understanding, gracious toward others, even strangers. Rebekah passed the camel test with flying colors. She was definitely the one for Isaac, and the one to be the progenitor of the Jewish people. Of course, Rebekah probably had no idea that volunteering to do this simple job would qualify her to be Isaac's wife and one of the mothers of the Jewish people. Usually, God gives us small tasks to do, and how we do them determines the other tasks that he lets us do. If we could do all of our tasks with the great heart and graciousness that Rebekah did, what a testimony it would be. So remember, the next time God sends us a small task your way, to be sure to do it well. It may be a camel test in disguise. Jesus knew all about the camel test, and he summarized it perfectly in Matthew 25, verse 21, where it says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Again, these are lessons that we should take to heart today, and may we have the heart as Rebekah did, and being obedient no matter what God has called us to do.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.